Lantern Audio presents Silenced, Larkwood Academy Series, Book 1. Written by Jace Carter. Narrated by Amber Hart. Dedication. To the many hours of sleep I lose because I'm writing porn. Chapter 1. Eyes forward, just ignore the werewolf. I repeated that to myself as I quickened my steps. It wasn't hard to identify the shade who crouched over a trash can, rifling through whatever he could find inside. Even if he hadn't been wearing the law-required bright yellow band on his wrist to identify himself, there was just something about shades that made it easy to spot them. They had this danger in them. This bone-deep hesitation they provoked in normal humans when a shade crossed our paths. They had a feral quality to their movements and an emptiness in their eyes, as if everything that had been real about them had drained out when they'd become infected by Source. It meant that this shade, despite appearing young for the change, he couldn't have been older than 11, could have torn me apart if he lost control. Though the fact that he was out on the street, even identified, meant he had to have been a weaker specimen and on the proper medication to treat his affliction. Otherwise, he would have been properly secured at an academy. "Don't stare, Hera," my friend Moa said. "How can he be out on the streets?" I asked, keeping my voice low as we passed by the shade. I thought we had groups to keep them out of sight. Moa gave me a sharp look, one that reminded me just how different our lives were. Moa wasn't privy to reality, to the danger shades posed. She got to live in ignorance, to pretend the world was a safe place, while I watched as people were slaughtered by uncontrolled shades. Then again, her family ran a little consignment shop, whereas my mother was a senator and headed the committee for shade control. And my father ran one of the largest pharmaceutical companies in the country. I was Hera Weston, the only child of Zachary and Regina Weston, which meant I didn't have the luxury of not knowing. Still, I played along, pretended I had no idea what her censure was for because there was no reason to have this fight again. A nonchalant sip of my water bottle helped to sell that. "What? He's just trying to get some food. Do you have any idea how many shades are kicked out of their homes when they change? How many can't get hired after that?" "They don't change. They're infected and they die," I countered, but kept walking so she couldn't give me another long-winded, politically correct explanation about how they didn't really die. Moa was one of those who thought that shades were just altered, that they were still the people they'd been when human. It wasn't true, of course, and if she paid any attention to the news or in school, she'd have known that. Source, a substance that leaked through invisible tears between our realm and the darkness, could infect some humans. When it happened, an infection caused mutations so dramatic that only a fool would consider the resulting shade to be the same person as the human they'd been. The infections seemed random, since tears could be neither tracked nor stopped. It was just a part of life. "Besides," I added, trying to offer the next words like an olive branch as we passed the shops that lined the outdoor mall, "that's why we have academies set up, to take care of them safely and determine how best to treat them." "Those academies are prisons," Moa snapped, tugging my arm to stop us, drawing the same line in the sand we danced around for years. She faced off against me as if we were engaged in some battle instead of standing in front of a high couture boutique shop. "Kids are stolen from their parents and thrown into the institutes. They're often experimented on, drugged, and who knows what else." "You need to stop reading the tabloids. Have you ever even been to one?" "No," she admitted softly.
"Have you?"
"Yes. 2 years ago, I went with my mother to see Jasmine Academy. I can promise you, none of what you're talking about was going on there. The shades were happy, healthy, and unable to..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?